Good evening, everyone. We're very pleased to have the opportunity between the thunder showers coming out and spending just a few minutes. And believe me, it will be just a few minutes, although I see a rainbow over there. And God instituted that just to remind the world of His mercy following the great judgment of Noah. So may the Lord's mercy shine on us tonight for just a few minutes. As I say, our open-air witness is going to last quite literally a very short time. I have a word of prayer. And then I want to leave a verse of scripture with you. We'll just ask God's blessing upon the witness this evening. O God, we pray that Thy Spirit will move tonight and that the word of God will prove to be a blessing to our neighbors, to our friends round about us. We're here at Thy command, O God, for Thou hast told us to go into all the world, but begin first at home. And we pray that You will bless the words spoken here tonight to the edifying, to the comforting, to the guiding, to the saving of those who hear it. We ask this, asking also that You will help me now to preach for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Now, the passage that I would like to direct your attention to tonight is found in Matthew's Gospel, the chapter 15. I'm sure that there may be some listening who will find these words rather familiar, but even so, I trust they'll come home to your heart with freshness. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. As ever, He has been challenged by some of the religious leaders of His day, challenged about His lifestyle and the lifestyle of His disciples, because it would appear that they did not keep some of the traditions that men had instituted. And because they saw it a major sin that the traditions of the Jewish religion had not been obeyed, they challenged the Lord Jesus. And the Savior, He answers them and shows them that the mere keeping of traditions are of no consequence with God, especially when men make claims for those traditions that would indicate if you do them, you're going to gain God's favor. And the Lord Jesus wanted to show them that they would not gain favor with God by keeping these rules that men had instituted. The particular one that they were discussing was the ritual of washing hands before partaking of food. Now, it wasn't a question of hygiene. Didn't matter whether your hands were clean or whether they had been washed a little before. The Jews required that before you actually sat down, you would under a ritualistic washing of your hands. And the Savior hadn't done this, nor had His disciples. And so they are challenged. They're challenged about it. And the Lord Jesus, and I would urge you to read chapter 15 here in Matthew, just to see the context, because I can't go into all the details. You read it for yourself, then you'll be doubly sure that what I'm saying is in fact what the Word of God teaches. And the Savior responds to these ritualists. And in the verses 19 and 20, we have one of the statements that He makes, and it's a most powerful statement. Here's what verse 19 says. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashen hands defileth not a man. The Lord Jesus points men to the true and only source of moral contamination. A contamination that ritualistic washing of the hands or indeed any other part of the body would not remove. Look again, please, at what the Savior has to say about the human heart. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. Here is the corruption of the human heart. This is what is found in the human heart. And we have the authority of the only one who knows what is in the human heart, the Lord Jesus Christ. Man may look at his heart and never see any of these things in it, yet the Lord Jesus says they are in our hearts. He's not talking about specific individuals, but rather the terms that he uses indicates that he's speaking of the human heart, universally, all hearts. For out of the heart, not some hearts or certain hearts, but the heart of everyone, out of the heart proceed. And then he lists this terrible list of sins. You'll notice that these things are not just in the heart, but they come out of the heart. They come out of the heart. They are not contained. Men may give the impression of having never committed these sins, and yet secretly, quietly, they have been guilty of these sins. And furthermore, let us ever bear in mind that the Lord Jesus Christ said, you can be guilty of these sins, even though you never actually commit them physically, like stealing or adultery or murder. These things can be committed, flow out of the heart, even though blood may not have been shed, an immoral relationship may not have been formed. But the Savior said, if a man looks on a woman with lust, he's guilty of adultery. And if a man is angry against his brother without a cause, he's guilty of murder. And so, we see that these things not only are in the heart, but they come out of the heart. Society is marked with it. You can't buy a newspaper, but it reports the incidents in which these sins manifest themselves within society. Manifest themselves everywhere. This is every heart, then, that is pictured. What a picture the Lord Jesus Christ here draws of the human heart. Listen, there is no X-ray machine or scanner in the world that will ever produce such a picture as this. Man's technology cannot bring to the light what man is morally, spiritually. But Jesus tells us, here is what the human heart is like. Do you accept the Savior's findings? Do you accept what the Lord Jesus says about your heart? Or do you defy him? You know, it is not unknown for a patient to meet with a doctor, and the doctor takes the results of the scan or the X-ray, and he says, look, here's what this scan tells me about you. And he relates the diseases that he sees at work as a result of this scan. But it's not unknown, I say, for patients to say, wait a minute, doctor, I don't believe you. I don't believe I'm sick of these diseases. I don't believe that disease is at work in me. I feel healthy. I feel well. You're wrong. You've made a mistake. Your scanner is not working. That's not unknown. Many do that. They hide their head in the sand, as it were. They don't want to acknowledge that they're as sick as the doctor says they are. That's why tonight it's very possible that you are saying, I don't accept that picture of my heart that Christ gives. But Christ is right, my friend. Out of the heart there does proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. They do come from the human heart, and they're in your heart tonight. They're in your heart tonight. Here is a moral state. Here is a spiritual malady. for which man has no cure. Man has no cure. I'm sure you've noted with me how often we find that Parliament amends certain acts. Laws were brought in to curb various criminal activities. And the act is hardly on the statute book until they're back, having to amend it and alter it and strengthen it. Because men found a way round the law. And we're still acting wickedly, evilly, maliciously, criminally. Man's law doesn't stop sin. That's demonstrated every day in our world. No matter what rules they have brought in about caring for babies and youngsters, murder still takes place. I read just yesterday of an incident that took place in a seaside resort in Turkey. And I must say that I was left absolutely incensed, angry. It concerned a 10-month-old baby. The parents had brought the child down to the shore, and they had one of those little floating contraptions in which the baby's legs fitted down through it, and it was sitting in this little inflatable seat. And so it floated. And having sat the baby in this seat, in the water, they went back up the beach, spread their towels, lay down, and relaxed, and forgot about the baby. And the baby was rescued by the Coast Guard almost a mile offshore. The little thing had fallen asleep by the motion of the waves, but the wind had caught it, and like a little boat, it had driven that little infant out to sea while mother and father relaxed on the beach and forgot about the child. Now, I'll not repeat here in the open air what I would like to do to that mother and father. What a wicked criminal negligence they showed. But my dear friend, that's happening all the time. Indeed, resulting in the most dreadful murders of children. That little child was rescued and brought home again and reunited with the mother and father, and there was, in that sense, a happy ending. But how often we read of children done to death most cruelly. My dear friend, I don't care how many acts of government are passed, they'll not cure the wicked cruelty of men. They'll not cure it. There is no answer to that which the Lord Jesus here uncovers concerning man's state. If you go to the doctor and he tells you you have heart trouble, he tells you that your heart has greatly decayed and you're going to need a heart transplant, you're going to need a new heart. You might say to him, well doctor, sure, if I went on a special diet, would that not help? No, it won't. But doctor, if I went on a special routine of exercises, would that not help? Watch my diet and exercise regularly, would that not help? No, you need a new heart. And men and women, let me tell you this, going to church won't change your heart. Doing what some men tell you is beneficial, and trying your best to be good, that won't change your heart. That won't change your heart. You need a heart transplant. You need a new heart. And I'm just going to close our meeting tonight by reading from the book of Ezekiel and the chapter 36, where we are told in the verse 25, God's remedy for man's sin. He's speaking to Israel. In fact, it's a prophecy of what God one day will do for that people that at present are in total rejection of the gospel. God says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. You see, this new heart enables them to walk, but walk in obedience to God. Walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. That's what happens when you get a new heart. Suddenly, there is a life of activity open to you that you could not engage in before. And so it is with spiritual conversion. The Lord Jesus said to a very religious man on one occasion, ye must be born again. And men and women, I don't want you trusting in church going, in good works, because these things will not save. Only this work, which Christ alone can accomplish, will save your soul, the new heart. It's called conversion. It's the result of coming to Christ and asking for his mercy. And he makes us new creatures. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. It is said of a woman, Lydia, she was the first European convert when Paul, on his missionary journeys, came to Greece, entered Europe, and he preached. And it says that as he preached, the Lord opened Lydia's heart so that she gave heed to the words spoken by Paul. God operated on her heart, gave her a new heart so that she obeyed the gospel Paul preached. May God give you a heart that obeys the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You know who we are. We're from the Free Presbyterian Church up there in the hill. You'd be more than welcome should you come to visit with us at some of our services on the Lord's Day, 11:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the evening. God bless you. We're just going to conclude with a wee word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank thee even for the spell of fair weather that enabled us to come and present the gospel. Please, bless it, Lord. Let the showers of heaven's grace fall upon the seed that has been sown, and may salvation be wrought. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Good night, and God bless you.